بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. So this scene that we have from the, in fact, transfer of soul from this world to the other one, in fact, to the world of Barzakh, seems a bit difficult and, let's say, a bit astonishing. Is it that much difficult for, I mean, people, for men there, or does it have any beauties at least, I mean, so that we, for example, have some hope of transferring this world?
You know, we are ordered always to be in the state of fear and hope together. Mm-hmm. If you only have fear, it makes the person hopeless, and you know, hopelessness is the greatest sin. And if we are only in hope, it becomes arrogance, and it makes people, person, to be negligent, careless. So we have to be in this state, in this life, of course, because when we have to always have this concern, like the person who is going to have a test, for example, a university entrance test. He has studied or she has studied, but at the same time there is some kind of stress in the heart that whether I will succeed or not. So we have to be serious about this test. But it doesn't mean that the life is death is frightening. For believers, for good people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are things for them that no one, no eye has seen and no ears have heard about it. You know, we have seen some ahadith that sometimes, you know, the person, a real believer, the person is that good that, for example, imagine the person is driving in the streets, seeing the streets, normal streets, and after a while he or she feels that he is in a different place, very nice place, beautiful gardens, for example, very good people. He speaks to them. He is dead, but he doesn't know. You know, the death was for this person so fast and so pleasant. He just feels that he's in a very excellent place. Mm-hmm. And at that moment he feels that I don't want to turn back home. This is a very nice place, nice
and
people.
He did not feel the physical pressure that he had at that time?
Even the person is that, you know, pure, that even he doesn't feel anything. He just sees that goodies, good things. And we have it, you know, about the person who in Surah Yasin, about that old man who believed in the messengers of Jesus alayhi salam. You know the story where the man came when he heard that the messengers were arrested and the people in the city wanted to kill the messengers. He ran to stop people from doing this, and those pagans killed this old man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as soon as this man fell down, what is the first thing that he felt? When he saw all those beauties, he calls, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukrameen. I wish my family, my relatives knew in what state I am. You know, it is that pleasing for the person, because the person says, oh, my family may see just this body which is covered in blood and they are afraid. But mm-hmm. I wish they knew in what state I am, how pleasant is this life. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all my sins and made me among the mukrameen, the very honorable ones. You know, mukrameen is the state about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about angels, bal ibadun mukramun, the honorable ones. So, I mean, even we, when we look at the dead body, we may become afraid because we're just seeing this bunch of flesh. Maybe the body is, maybe the person died in an accident, the body is covered in blood, or we just see this physical aspect. We don't know what's beyond this. Right. But according to what we understand, death and things that the person comes across after death, for believers, of course, it is that beautiful and pleasing that when they see very tiny things of death, they never think about turning back. And it is so beautiful for them. There was a saying by Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh. Imam said, only looking at the angels at that time, I mean after life, after death, just looking at the angels is greater and is more pleasing than anything that you can find in this world. Right. Just looking at them. So, as I told you, it's a greater kind of life, and the limitations of this material world are not there. So the beauties are without limitations. Pleasures are without limitations. So everything
and
is
even
in its
the
excellent
tortures point. Are without limitations.
www.voiceislam.com